Roll away the dawn, roll away the dawn, and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Never forget!
You're listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Roll away the dawn, roll away the dawn, and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Horses and men.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty, and I am trusting that I am on the air. I had a neighbor stop by late and ran in here at the very last moment.
Yes, you are on, Jackie.
Oh, thank you. All right, folks. Today is the Tuesday, and it is the 3rd of May in the year 2005. And it's you and me tonight, folks. I want to remind you that Steve Jacobson will be coming on with us tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the mind control, media mind control, and probably get into the monetary system, too. And, of course, Alan Watt has said so many times over and over and over again that that is the system that has allowed them to the creatures, the controllers, to down through the ages to gain control. Of the masses of people. And Stephen Jacobson did an absolutely exquisite researched audio tape. It's called Wake Up America. And those are available, of course. And also his one on media mind control. And those two tapes actually represent about 10 years of his life of research and preparation, because he had worked for an advertising agency, and he realized how advertising is used to induce people, and et cetera, et cetera. And he got out of the industry and began researching it and did the documentary. It's an audio documentary is what it is. And that is available. His website, I'm saying this so I don't forget to do it later, is mindcontrolinamerica.com. And it's linked at our website at sweetliberty.org. And folks, every Monday night I get off the air and realize that I forgot to remind you. Those of you who are listening on the internet, maybe I don't have to do it, but if you're a new listener and you're not aware of it, Darren Weeks, our webmaster of the sweetliberty.org website, does a radio broadcast on First Amendment Radio, Monday and Friday nights on the American Exposé. Chris Gerner is the host of that broadcast, of course, but Darren does Monday and Friday nights. And I want to remind you and ask you to put it on your schedule or whatever, because I always feel so badly when I get off the air Monday nights and didn't say, remember to stay tuned for Darren Weeks. His, he just, when I listen to him, I'm mesmerized listening to the flow of his conversation and knowing the research and preparation that goes into it. Our spiritual message tonight is the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Father, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. Where there is despair, let me sow hope. And where there is darkness, let me sow light. Where there is sadness, joy. And Father, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born into eternal life. You know what I was thinking of with the thought that crossed my mind? Grant that I may not so much seek to be loved as to love. I thought about this one time a long, long time ago. Well, of course, there are different, we call it forms of love. Maybe it's just different relationships. But when we love, that, in that, what am I trying to say here? When we are loved, it is wonderful. It is part of our need for more than existence, but life, I guess. But think about this, the feeling that you get when you are in love, and I'm not saying necessarily romantic in love, but when you look at your child and that love fills you, and when you have a friend or one of your family members and their closeness. My sis and I talk every single day, and we actually we play Yahtzee on the telephone, but anyway, sometimes we're talking, and I, my love for her is so great, and in the middle of a sentence I'll say, sis, I love you. And it's that love that we feel that fills us. Think about that. Is somebody, the love that somebody feels for us fills them. And it is the love that we feel that brings that abundance of joy and life, I guess it is. And that occurred to me quite some time ago. It is the love that I feel that fills me, not the love that I'm, quote, getting from somebody else. Did you ever think of that? Okay, I've had three phone calls today. questions about the MSM that I was talking about last night. And I want to talk about this tonight, folks. And I do apologize once again, because I know that when Alan's on, you're not interested in hearing me going on about something. I mean, I know that I have my questions and comments, but I did take quite a bit of our time talking about the MSM. I could have waited, but it is important, and to probably answer questions that maybe many of you had or have. We're going to talk about this tonight. This is my own, I'm not saying this is so. It is my own sense of it. If I could only choose of the supplements that I take, if I could only choose two, it would be my multivitamin mineral and my MSM. Because it's basics. MSM is methyl sulfonyl methane, is a biological form of sulfur, and it is a necessity. It is one of the essential elements of the body. And as I told you, according to the patent medical study, that the MSM works at the cellular level of the body. It helps the physical body to reproduce healthy, normal cells. And I've had so much experience myself with it, or not just myself personally, but friends and family, you know, within my circle, that I know that it does affect so many areas. And there is an audio tape that I had listened to. The first time that I heard about MSM, it was an audio tape, but it was some guy talking, and it sounded like the guy in the diner. He was just talking and saying all these things MSM will do. Given that my life's work was exercise, fitness, health, and nutrition was also part of it. So I'm not a guy in a diner where nutrition is concerned. And I made it my business to be informed without having degrees, I must say. But anyway, when I heard that tape and he was talking about all the things it could do, I said, BS. There's nothing that can do all that. And I thought it was just, you know, another one of those miracle things. Well, and then I was contacted by somebody, and Frank Triola, as a matter of fact. And the Platinum Edge was a company at that time that was multi-level. Anyway, I found out that the patent medical study was available. I heard another tape, and the other tape that I heard was an actual biochemist talking. He was talking to a group of people. I don't even know what his name was, but he did say how it felt to be out of the lab and, you know, talking to a group. He talked about methyl sulfonyl methane, and he talked about the necessity of it in the body. He said, and you could see that the guy was naive, because he said, you know, they did a 10-year patent, a 10-year medical study on it, and in order for us to get it from the federal government, we actually had to submit an FOIA, a FOIA request. And I guess it took them quite some time and several requests to get it. He couldn't figure that out. Well, the federal government, the people, it isn't the federal government. That's a structure, isn't it? It is the creatures who are in charge and who are in high positions there. They don't want us to be healthy. That doesn't go along with their plans, does it, to reduce the population of the world? And this scientist also said that he wondered why that the Food and Drug Administration did not have it listed as one of the essential to life, components. And, of course, there's another reason. And it occurred to me that if this essential, it's not a nutrient, an element, I guess, a mineral or whatever, if that is its function in the physical body, we can take all the vitamins and minerals and supplements and herbs that we want. And of course, it makes a tremendous difference. But there are times when things go wrong. If you're having, let's say you have a problem with the liver or kidney problems or whatever, if this MSM can literally help the body to build healthy cells, to produce healthy cells, then it makes sense that the organs of the body will benefit from that. And I believe it does. And I'm not saying, you know, take that to the bank, but it's an incredible, I've got some information here on it. In fact, I pulled out my file last minute. You can get a hold of, the Patton Medical Study. You have your pen and pencil handy, and I will, oh, here's my Patton Medical Study right here. There are products and there are products. I don't advertise for a company, or let's put it this way, the where I'm going to recommend that you get it does not pay me to do this. In fact, I called today to talk to Gary Barn to make sure that it was all right with him if I gave the number out and et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, if I don't hear from you, I will be doing it. And he called and we talked. Gary's going to be coming on with us next Wednesday night, not tomorrow night, next Wednesday night, because what he, not just talking about MSM, but this has been his life work. And before the product MSM came out, his company was, I believe, in its 20th year of providing nutritional supplements, but they were not over-the-counter. They're the natural and really well-formulated that are used by chiropractors and naturopaths and et cetera. So Gary has a lot to offer. And I asked him if he would come on and speak about just that nutrition in general. He has a book that has been written that hasn't been published, but there's information in that book that I believe is critical that I want you all to have. So he'll be coming on with us. And last night, when I said it can't just be MSM, that's because according to the Patton Medical Study, the essential cell salts have to be available in the body for the MSM to do its work. And if it isn't, then the MSM isn't effective. Now, so that's like if you go to your health food store to get MSM, you're getting methylsulfonyl methane, and that's it. And the product that I'm using and that I'm saying I believe this to be the best is the MSM Plus, because it has all the essential cell salts added to it. And that's why it's called MSM Plus. In that medical study, it also said that the vitamin C is essential. If the MSM is working to help the body to produce healthy cells, the collagen that holds the cells together is formed by vitamin C. So all of that is essential to be together. And I had asked one time, it wasn't Gary that I asked. I was talking to somebody else at another place, you know, that sells health supplements and that. They had MSM, but it didn't have cell salts in it. And I asked the man if he had read the Patton Medical Study and sees the importance of the cell salts. Well, he didn't seem to be aware of that. And I asked him, where do we get cell salts from anyway? He said, actually, the same place we get MSM. And methylsulfonyl methane is, they get it from underneath the tree barks, the barks of trees. It is in fruits and vegetables that are picked and eaten very fresh, off the vine, out of the ground, or off the tree. And it dissipates very quickly, so that most likely we're probably all deficient in methylsulfonyl methane. I would say the same for the B vitamins, because the B vitamins are water soluble. Your body won't store them, nor will it store vitamin C, and nor will it store methylsulfonyl methane. So it has to be replenished. And the fact that the cell salts are derived from the same places where we get MSM, it makes sense to have the cell salts added to the MSM, doesn't it? And you know, I'm really not too nuts about just sitting here like this talking. It's nice when it's conversation going back and forth, because there's questions and there's answers and et cetera. But I told you last night about when I first started taking it, and I had been out hoeing the pea patch along the fence, you know, because you can't get the tiller up to it. And we're in a rocky soil here, and when you're really banging that hoe on the ground and you hit a rock, it's unforgiving. And my wrist was just burning. It took a couple or 3 weeks maybe, and then that was it. And, you know, it really never has bothered me again, even when I've had the long lapses in taking the MSM. It hasn't bothered me again, but, boy, it sure went away. In the meantime, my daughter, Jody, had gum disease. And see, I heard this on that tape. The guy told about the woman whose dentist was going to pull all her teeth, and she started taking MSM for headaches, the migraine headaches, because it will help that also. And the headaches weren't going away. And she was told, well, your body is probably using it for some other healing mission, because the medical study itself, they have found that the body actually prioritizes the need. In other words, wherever it's needed the most. Well, anyway, the woman increased her dosage, or her portion she was taking, until the headaches went away. She went back to her dentist, and lo and behold, the gum tissue was replacing itself, and he didn't have to pull her teeth. I said, BS. That's ridiculous. You know, this, but I listened to the whole thing. Well, Jody had been, before she came here, because she lived here with us for a little while, through 96 and into 97, or through 97 and into 98. But anyway, she had been going to the dentist and having the deep cleaning done because she had gum disease. And when she got here, he wanted to send her to a specialist, and she couldn't afford it. And she said, Mom, I guess I'm just going to have to let my teeth fall out because I just can't afford, you know, going to this specialist. She actually had a back molar loose, and she was getting big blisters in her mouth, etc. We started taking the MSM, both of us. Chuck wouldn't, not for a while. He didn't think he needed it. But anyway, this is true, what I'm telling you. In less than a month, Jody's tooth, that tooth that was, and you could feel it. I could, you know, she had me put my finger in there and feel the tooth. And it evidently would have dropped out not too long. Well, the tooth actually became tight in her gums again. So what I told you last night about my mom, you know, when I sent it to her, when I found out she was going to have radiation treatment, and nothing that she was, everything they told her was going to happen to her didn't happen. And according to the patent medical study, those were the words that it said, that it eliminates the untoward effects of radiation. So I want you to know about this, folks, and know where you can get what I believe to be the very most effective source of it. I've talked to people, and you know, you get talking about health or nutrition or supplements, and they'll mention MSM. And I have not talked to anybody, and I'm not saying they don't exist, but when I ask somebody, you know, well, have you noticed any results from the MSM? And they'll go, well, kind of, I think so. That's not saying too much, because you're not even sure if it's helping at all. I had a woman call me, because in 98, the Platinum Edge was sponsoring this program. It wasn't actually the company itself. It was the distributors, because it was a multi-level. It went multi-level. It isn't anymore, folks, by the way. This isn't, this is not a multi-level company. You know, that's why I wouldn't talk about it before, because I actually had gotten involved with it. And I don't know, it just, I wanted to tell everybody about it, and yet I always felt that maybe they were thinking I was doing it because I was a distributor. And then it hasn't been multi-level in a long time. So I tell everybody about MSM. I meet people in the health food store, and I give them the Platinum Edge's phone number to call to order their MSM. but yet I've never really sat and talked to you about it, and that's why I wanted to do this tonight. And let's do this. I mean, while it's on my mind, let me give you Gary Barnes' phone number so that you can order, and you probably will get a voicemail, but you just leave a message. And then I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of wonderful nutritional products that they carry. We're just talking about MSM tonight, but all of their, everything, all of their products, they are pure. The phone number is 801, if you want to write this down, 801-358-6066. 801-358-6066. It's $19.95. That's $20. We'll just talk round. It's $20 for a half a pound. Now, see, when they first came out with it, it was in capsules. And if you do take MSM, whatever it is, if you're taking capsules, the powder itself, you get four times more for your money. And anyway, it really got so that we just couldn't afford to take it because you went through the capsule so fast. You had to take so many capsules to get actually what you need to get to help. And I had called Gary and I, because there were so many companies that were coming out with a powder, and asked him, can't you come out with a powder where people can afford this, because we can't afford to take it. And I'm sure there are many that can't, that should be taking it, and as it turned out, they were in the process then of getting it into powder form. I think you had to take 10 capsules in order to get 1,000 milligrams of MSM. And in the powder form, one teaspoon is something like 4,000 milligrams, 4,700, maybe 42. You take two teaspoons of it a day, and you're getting close to 10,000 milligrams. Now, they don't say that's how much you have to take, you know, a couple, 3,000 milligrams a day. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. You can't OD on it. This is what's so great about it. Whatever your body does not use within a certain period of time, it sloughs it off. But it sloughs it off into your skin and your hair and your fingernails. And so, therefore, if you take more than your body needs, the inner workings of the body, et cetera, your hair grows faster and thicker, and your skin smooths out. Now, I didn't notice this, but Jody and I were sitting one night across. This is when we had been taking it very regularly for several months, and we were sitting across the breakfast counter from each other, and she looked at my arm, the skin on my forearm, and she reached out and touched it and said, Mom, look how smooth and pretty your skin is. And I looked down and I said, wow, it does look better, doesn't it? Folks, I don't know what it is that makes us. I don't know, but I shouldn't say us. Maybe I should only speak for me. I have been, my life's work was health and nutrition, and I know the benefit of supplementing, because I know that none of us get the vitamins, the minerals, etc., that we need in the food that we eat. And yet, knowing all this stuff, it's been almost 2 years, really, since Chuck has been gone, that I have taken it. I've started it and done it for a couple days and then just quit. And it seems very, very foolish. So I'll give you a progress report on how it's doing. We're about ready to take that 60-second break at the bottom of the hour, and I'd like you to get your pen in your hand again, if you will. And if you would like to see the broadcast continue, folks, it is up to you. We are getting, for some reason, they've been down. And I really don't want to see us going further behind. So if you want to help and keep it on the air, you're invited to join. We'll be back. Stay here, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
There's one more. There are a couple of things I wanted to tell you. The lady who called, whose husband had asbestosis, she said that he was wearing an oxygen tank. And she said that in order to make the stairs, to go up their stairs, that he would have to take a step or two at the most, even with his oxygen, and catch his breath, and it would take him maybe 5 minutes. The day that she called me, she was almost screaming. She was so excited. And she said, Jackie, he went up the stairs. He never stopped once, not with his oxygen. He didn't have it. And at the top of the stairs, he wasn't winded. And this man had been suffering from this lung thing, I don't know how long, but evidently long enough that he was to the point where he was wearing oxygen. And Jody, my daughter, when she was here, a friend of hers was pregnant. She got fibromyalgia. She had fibromyalgia. But on top of that, well, during her pregnancy, she got pregnancy onset diabetes. And she was problemed with the edema, the swelling. And after the baby was born, of course, here's a newborn baby to take care of. Cindy had it so badly that she sometimes had to spend 2 and 3 days in bed a week. She had a daughter who was about 8 or 9 who was almost being the mom at times. And Cindy was down. And she would come stop in and visit, and she was nursing the baby. And every time she was here, when she nursed that baby, within about 15 minutes, the baby was just screaming in pain and stiffening up with probably tummy ache. Cindy's a very intelligent woman, and she wasn't eating things that can do that, but she was doing everything she could to eliminate, trying to find out what was causing this. Well, for her birthday, Jody and I gave her the MSM powder comes in half-pound bottles, and we gave her a half a pound of it for her birthday, and that lasts a person a month, taking 2 teaspoons a day, and it's $20 for a half pound. It's pretty inexpensive when you think of what it can do, folks. But anyway, about a couple or 3 weeks later, Cindy had come down, and I came into the kitchen. They were sitting there chatting, and I said, and I really wasn't even thinking about the MSM that we gave her, because it never said anything about, excuse me, fibromyalgia. But I just said, how's the fibromyalgia doing, Toots? And she goes, she got this big grin on her face, and she said, what fibromyalgia? And I said, oh my God, you're kidding me. And she said, no, I'm not. She had had no symptoms whatsoever for at least a week or better. And then the baby, she had already nursed the baby, was sitting on her lap. Cindy was holding her, and you know how the baby's head bobs around. And she's sitting there with her little head bobbing around and no crying. And I said, no tummy ache tonight, Mommy? And she just goes, shh, you know, like, don't. And I said, she wasn't having her tummy aches anymore. And I asked Cindy when they quit, did she connect it possibly with when she started taking the MSM? And she said, I never thought of that. Now, we don't know if it was, but I will say that Cindy today has no problems with fibromyalgia. That was what was interesting, because I don't know that she still takes the MSM. Maybe she does. They've moved away. But that, in fact, I talked to Gary and asked him if he had heard of that, and he said no, but if, you know, Cindy wanted to do a testimonial, because there's so many. I think they say that it actually addresses about 80 physical ailments, digestive problems, you know, problems in the stomach and arthritis. My friend Jerry Worley in Colorado, Jerry and I have never met, and we're dear friends, but I met her in 93 during the Concon thing. I met her by phone, of course. Jerry had had a hip accident, or had an accident and had injured her hip. I don't know how long it had been, but I do know that when we talk, the hip would really be hurting her one day and another day it wouldn't. She had a fully finished basement in her ranch home that she couldn't go down because she couldn't get up the stairs. And I remember one night she wanted to go to a meeting someplace there, and she couldn't go because it was going to be held on the second floor of the building. She couldn't go up the stairs. She had a walker that she used sometimes, and she literally lived on aspirin, you know, just to keep the pain down to a light roar. Well, when I, of course, found out about the MSM, I called Jerry, and I told her, because at that time I had no real experience with it, but I had read the patent medical study, and I said, Jerry, I don't know if it works, but boy, it sure would be worth a try. And I told her how she could get it. Then I just forgot about it. Well, she called me a few weeks later, and she said, Jackie, I don't know what to say, except that this stuff is miraculous. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, this MSM. I said, oh, you got some. She said, I've been taking it. And then she tells me that the pain in her hip is gone. Now, this was 4 or 5 years. The whole time I had known her, she had this pain in her hip, folks. And I believe, at least, that you know, I'm not making these stories. I have no reason to do this, to make up a story. But Jerry, when she told me about it, she said, you know, the worst part of the day was her first few steps when she got out of the bed. And it wasn't as though the pain just kind of diminished and diminished and diminished. Maybe it was, but maybe she wasn't aware of it. But she said she got up that day, she sat at the edge of the bed, and she was working up her courage to get up and take those first few steps. And when she did get up and took those first few steps, there was no pain in the hip. And she said she turned around and looked at the bed, and she actually wondered, well, am I dreaming this? And then she told me how she can go up and down her stairs and the different stories. She was thrilled, and of course so was I, to know that it had helped her so much. So, and I've talked to my chiropractic friend, but in St. Louis, in Illinois, Dr. Kevin Imhoff. He's brilliant. He actually studied to be a medical doctor and decided when he was almost through with his medical study that he wanted to not push people full of pills to keep them, to get them well, but to go into chiropractic. So he, besides his intelligence, he's got his study behind him. And you know this product, and I keep forgetting the name of it, that is out that people take for their arthritis, and they say that it helps some people and it helps some people it doesn't, but that literally it can help to reestablish evidently the cartilage or whatever it does to help people's arthritis. And I was talking to Kevin, and we were talking about that, and I said, Kevin, the thing I don't understand is how is it that MSM helps arthritis in people so much. He said, because it provides what the body needs to produce what this, I can't remember the name of it, is that the people are taking, the MSM allows the body actually to produce it. And that's saying something, isn't it, folks? I asked Gary about discounts because I've actually thought of starting maybe if I can to buy a case of it a month and just store it, because it does store, I'm sure it does, and then of course use the oldest first. But anybody who orders a case of it, you know, there's 12 in a case, gets a 25% discount. So therefore, rather than $20 a bottle, it's $15 for a half a pound. And if you've got a family, I gave it to the children. I think I've talked about this. My grandchildren, they were, oh my God, their immune systems must have been just totally destroyed. This was several years ago. And every time I would call to, you know, chat with them or the family, they were sick. It was strep throat, it was flu, it was this, it was that, it was colds. It was terrible. And I talked to Gary and asked him, is there anything, I mean, other than their vitamins and vitamin C that you could recommend? And so he recommended the vitamin C, of course, the multiple vitamin mineral, but they took that separately. But I made a shake for them. They were here for 10 weeks, and twice a day I made the shake for them. And it had colostrum in it, and it had another thing I can't remember. It had the MSM, and seemed to me there was one more thing. I made an Ovaltine shake and made it nice, rich Ovaltine, because it masked the taste. It didn't taste good. The one, whatever it was in it, really didn't taste good. But those children went home, and I'm telling you that it just, and I was talking to Gary about that this evening when he called me. I said, you know, the interesting thing is they don't take their MSM regularly. They do when they're here, but because I see to it that they do. But that's been several years ago, and their immune system just seems to have remained healthy. And I'm not saying they never get sick, but it's very few and far between the times, and they seem to get over it quickly. And I can't explain that, but I do know that shake that I gave those children for those 10 weeks really did a number on boosting the immune system, helping them to fight off some of these new and improved things that are going around, folks. I'm not saying that MSM is the only thing that you should take, because all of the vitamins and minerals work synchronistically together. Synchronistically? I think that's the word. I'm not sure. I might be combining two words here, but they work. They all need each other to do their work. Let's put it that way. But the MSM is something very important. I was wondering, you know, if you'd like to call in, you could do that, folks. The number to call in, some of you know it and have it written down. If you don't, write it down. It is 570-537-3025. 570-537-3025. You can call if you want to. I've got different stuff here, but I've just been talking, and I've got a cell salts. I really didn't know what cell salts were, and so. Hi, you're on the air. Who is it?
This is Jim from Buffalo.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jackie. I think the words you were looking for was glucosamine and chondroitin.
Thank you. Exactly, Jim.
And the word for how things work.
You need to turn your radio down, honey.
I just realized that.
Yeah, thanks.
The word is synergy.
Synergy.
Synergy, right.
Synergy. Thank you. I said synchronistic.
That's probably a good one, too.
Thank you. No, it's synergy. That's what I wanted, honey. It's synergistic. It all needs each other to do the thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it worked better together.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks, Jackie.
And thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Oh, you guys are great. Okay. If you want to call in, do so. The sea salts, let me explain this. 12 essential minerals. In 1873, Dr. William Schuessler, a homeopathic physician, discovered and published his remarkable findings of the 12 inorganic tissue cell salts. He discovered that the structure and function of the body depends upon the necessary balanced quantities of these inorganic cell salts. Working through osmotic pressure and other carrier transport mechanisms, these essential cell salts not only directly benefit the body, but also assist in the utilization of virtually every other nutrient that we ingest. See, this is what I'm saying, folks. With the Platinum Edge MSM Plus, you're getting the cell salts along with vitamin C. But I think you should take a little more than that is in there, because there's only 60 milligrams per teaspoon. Anyway, let me go on here. Each of our professional strength nutritional formulations, oh, this is from the Platinum Press, contain varying numbers and quantities of these 12 cell salts according to the function and design of the particular formula to which they're added. In the preparation of cell salts, inorganic minerals are hydrolyzed in lactolamin or something, with lactolamin, and then triturated by grinding them into a powder so fine that the cell salt particles are smaller than the microscopic capillaries that carry them to the body's cells for utilization. Finally, each cell salt is homeopathically processed to a 6-time strength, less than 1 part per million. Thus, cell salts are immediately absorbed into the body, bringing their nutritional value to all of the... You know, I'm not sure I ever read this. I've got it in my file. This is interesting. To all the body's cells. When referring to cell salts, it has become customary to call them by their homeopathic Latin names rather than by common elemental or chemical names. And here's a list of the 12 essential cell salts and a brief explanation of their importance in body chemistry. Calcium phosphate. Just a minute, let me look at... Oh, first we have calcium fluoride. This mineral salt is a constituent of all the connective tissues of the body. Connective tissues run through all muscles, support the blood vessel walls, and form a part of the skin. This salt is found in the surface of the bones, in the enamel of the teeth, in the elastic fibers of the skin. Oh, maybe that's why my skin started looking nicer. And in the blood vessel walls. A deficiency of this salt results in a relaxed condition of the connective tissues, which may set the stage for organ prolapse, varicose veins, flabbiness of the skin, weakness in the surface of the bones, and the enamel of the teeth. Unfortunately, the FDA has determined that calcium fluoride can only be used in toothpaste, mouthwashes, fluoride tablets, and in a fluoridated water. This is calcium fluoride, folks, and this is the organic form of calcium. It isn't the... What is the other kind? The other kind that is a byproduct of, what do you call it? Aluminum. Okay, there's calcium phosphate. As with calcium fluoride, calcium phosphate is also a constituent of bones, teeth, and connective tissue. It's also essential in the proper development of blood corpuscles, gastric juices, and other body fluids. It has an attraction for albumin. Albumin, a family of simple, water-soluble proteins that are coagulated by heat and are found in blood serum, milk, and many plant juices and tissues. And together, they help in the production of new blood cells. Bone is 57% calcium phosphate, and without it, no bone can be formed. It readily combines with various albuminoid substances to work as a cement to build bone structure and teeth. It also plays an important role in digestion and assimilation. Then we have calcium phosphate, found primarily in epithelial, the skin cells, in the blood, as a constituent of all connective tissue and the cells of the liver. Ah, the cells of the liver. Let me do that again. Found primarily in skin cells, in the blood, as a constituent of all connective tissue and the cells of the liver. Its presence in the liver affects the destruction of red blood cells, which have finished their cycle of life and have arrived at the liver as partial waste products. Then there's iron phosphate, ferric phosphate. This tissue salt is found in the blood as such, and as such is an essential constituent of hemoglobin, which carries the oxygen to all the cells of the body. Now, folks, the guy that I talked to and asked him, where do we get these cell salts, these essential cell salts? Primarily in the places where we get the MSM. And it's sort of like having to go back to being a gatherer again, because they say that even though it is found in your fresh fruits and vegetables, I would imagine, I don't know this is so, but maybe it isn't, but they talk about fresh fruits and vegetables, but that's when they are eaten almost fresh from the vine or out of the ground or off the tree, because the MSM dissipates very quickly. And, you know, vitamin C does that. When people eat oranges and think they're getting their daily required dose of vitamin C, we don't know how long those sit in the sun before they're refrigerated, and the heat really destroys vitamin C very quickly. That's why when you're taking a multiple vitamin supplement, you don't take it once a day. You get a good formulation that is required twice a day, or formulated to take twice a day, because after about 4 or 5 hours, the small intestine is absorbing the nutrients, and after it has left the small intestine, it's not available anymore. And it would be the same as this. With the MSM, it says that it should be taken every 12 hours, because after 12 hours, if there is any left in the body, it throws it out. And of course, it's nice. It throws it to your hair or to your skin. So you don't just do it once a day. You do it at least twice a day, as close to every 12 hours as you can. And I will tell you this, too. It's bitter, but it isn't so bitter you can't stand it. I don't take it in juice. I don't try to mask out the bitterness. I did that with the children. You know, grape juice is really good because, you know, they're more fussy. And you put it in grape juice, and you can't taste it at all. But I just put it in a little tiny bit of water, warm water, in the bottom of a glass and stir it up to dissolve it. And I have the water running cold, so I can put maybe about an inch and a half of cold water in there, and I drink it down. And your mouth tastes bitter. Keep your water running. Get the glass back under there and rinse your mouth with water, and the bitterness is gone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jackie. This is Jerry from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jerry.
I just wanted to add, I think that if you juice wheatgrass and you drink it within minutes after you juice it, I think it still contains MSM.
Oh, Jerry, that makes sense. Yeah, that's the point. It has to be done so soon.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it makes sense to me why we're deficient in it. Because, even with our homegrown stuff, you bring it in, you know, you might harvest it and bring it in and throw it in the fridge. But, of course, we always harvested it when we wanted to eat it. But I think you're right about that.
Okay, I just wanted to point that out. Good talking to you again. Have a great evening there,
Jack. Yeah, Jerry, you and I were the ones talking about that grass, weren't we? Or was it someone else talking about it with me?
I'm not sure. I talked about a little bit of everything, I guess.
Okay.
It could have been me. I'm not sure.
You know, yeah, that sounds like some really good stuff. Jerry, thanks.
I've been doing some wheatgrass juice in here and there. I got a couple of grinders. You can pick them up for anywhere from $20 to $50.
Uh-huh.
For the juicers and stuff.
Are you the one that paid quite a bit for one and then found out you could get it a lot less?
Yeah, that was probably
me. That was you then. Because you bought it from some program that was advertising them, and then you found out you could get it. You know what, Jerry? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I really want to do. I've thought about this. It's like I said, I talked to Gary tonight, and I said we really need to pay more attention on this broadcast to giving our listeners this type of information, because it is true. It's up to us if we're going to do whatever it is we can to, as much as possible, counteract the ridiculous, the air and the water and et cetera. And I want to do some gardening. I know we did this before a couple years ago. I want to do it again, Jerry. Don't you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Good.
Thing that helps people is a good thing, I guess.
You bet. Well, it helps people to help themselves, honey.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me do this before we get off the air here tonight, folks. Oh, gosh. I can lose something. Oh, here it is. I cannot move and lose something. Piece of paper or whatever. I'm going to give you a Platinum Edge phone number again in case you didn't take it down. It's 801-358-6066. And I want you to know, I'm not going to be advertising this all the time, but I'm going to talk to Darren maybe about putting something in our health med section about it. Okay? I just think it's that important. And these cell salts, I mean, we've only got a couple minutes left, but listen, okay, we were talking about the iron phosphate. This cell salt is found in the blood as an essential constituent of hemoglobin, which carries oxygen to all the cells of the body. The presence of iron in the tissues of the body activates various processes. There's potassium phosphate, potassium chloride, and each and every one of these things, folks, there's brain cells, nerve cells, muscle cells. Each of these cell salts is used in different areas of the body. And I can see now, and by the way, when you call and talk to Gary, you can get the patent medical study for $7. It's about 70 pages. But see, that's what convinced me. It was when I read the patent medical study and then, of course, had my own experiences and my mom's and everybody else's. We'll see you tomorrow night. And Steve Jacobson will be with us. And thank you, folks, for being here this evening. And God bless you. Good night. I just heard somebody clicking off the telephone.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the Internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry. Are you a believer that is looking